Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. The theme for this lesson is entitled, What the Devil Saw When Jesus Died. Students of the Bible are aware of the fact that when God demonstrated his goodness and love to mankind, the devil was present working in opposition to the purpose of God. I believe in the existence of the devil. He has a long history of evil deeds, and it is a mistake to underestimate his destructive power. God placed Adam and Eve in the garden that was a paradise. In the midst of this wonderful place, the devil appeared and through his influence brought about the fall of man. Few of us realize that the devil is responsible for all the disease and death in our land. The consequence of sin in that garden points up the enormity of sin. The devil is a worker among the sons of men. The book of Job confirms the statement, "Now when the sons of God appeared before the Lord, Satan came among them, and the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? Satan answered, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." Job, the first chapter, verse 7. The devil didn't add that through craftiness and diabolical cunning, he was seeking to deceive every man who would listen to him. Moses died and God buried him, we know not where. But the devil became involved in an argument with Michael, the archangel, over the body of Moses. Jude, verse 9. Here we see his audacity at the time he challenged the archangel of God in the days of Moses. Joshua was a great man and a military leader, but Satan stood beside Joshua to resist him. Zechariah, the third chapter and verse 1. Jesus was tempted by the devil. The devil knew Jesus, and Jesus knew the devil. The Lord did not deny his existence. Let us see what the devil saw when Jesus died. The devil saw the scriptures fulfilled. The prophecies of Christ's death, found in the Old Testament, were fulfilled when Jesus died upon the cross. God said to Satan, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." The seed of the woman is Christ, and the serpent is the devil. Satan was to inflict the wound. No one knew any better than Satan that this prophecy concerning Christ was being fulfilled. There must have been fiendish delight in the evil heart of the only perpetrator of this crime. The Son of God, who was so true and loyal under all circumstances, must suffer the agonies of the cross. Jesus was rejected by his brethren. The Son of God was the object of intense hatred. The devil and all of his cohorts proclaimed the strength of the Christ by the intensity of their hatred of him. We do not hate weaklings. Weaklings are to be pitied, despised, or ignored, but we do not hate them. We hate only strong men. Jesus had turned the world upside down by teaching the truth concerning God. The devil saw demonstrations of divine power. It was during the crucifixion of Christ that miracles were observed. The devil was an interested spectator. There was darkness over the land. The veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. The earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Matthew chapter 27, verses 45-53. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Now the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God. Matthew chapter 27, verse 54. Notice, it was when they saw the miracles, they believed and confessed their faith in Jesus. Now it was Jesus who said to Thomas, Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. John the 20th chapter and verse 29. It is not necessary to see a miracle in order to believe in the deity of Christ, but we must believe those that are written. The Apostle Paul affirms, So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans the 10th chapter and verse 17. If your faith or belief in Jesus is the result of believing that which is written, then your faith is as authentic and genuine as that of the centurion. Not only did the devil know of the centurion's faith, he heard him confess his belief in Jesus as the Son of God. Consider Paul's statement in the Roman letter, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans the 10th chapter, verse 9. To confess Jesus as Lord implies submission and commitment. We sense the impact of Paul's declaration, and we do believe that when we confess Jesus as Lord, we will obey him and make him the commander of our lives. The devil saw Jesus suffer upon the cross. He saw Jesus as they pierced his hands and feet. Nails were driven into the flesh, and blood flowed freely. The constrained and fixed position of the body, along with the outstretched arm, served to enhance pain. Jesus said, I thirst. Soldier boys wounded in the war will tell you that nothing compares with the thirst of a wounded man. The devil who watched Jesus die was without pity, and compassion was ignored. The behavior pattern of the Jews who killed Christ sprang from a perverted religious zeal and a distorted sense of values. We love family and friends, and we love the Lord Jesus. We love God. But John declared, Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Any love for God, regardless of its magnitude, pales into insignificance compared to the love that God has for us. This love was manifested in the death of Jesus. The Apostle Peter said that baptism is for the remission of sins. And he said we should be baptized in the name of Christ, that is, by the authority of Christ. Now remember, the blood of Jesus is for the remission of sins. And baptism is for the remission of sins. The blood saves, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. And baptism saves, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. You, my friend, cannot be saved without blood, the blood of Christ. And you cannot be saved without baptism, the baptism commanded by Christ. The death of Christ is so closely associated with our baptism that the Apostle Paul declared, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 3 and 4. We must trust and obey Jesus. All that the apostles taught on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is no mere exercise in semantics. It is the Word of God, and it is irrefutable and unassailable. It is understandable, it is relevant, and it is authoritative. God bless you, my friend.